Hello everyone, Lord Baldwith here with a great story by Phelem of Libris called The Hourglass. The first movement he made that morning was to reach out for the hourglass. He turned it quickly. This was a daily, lifelong ritual for Rannik, for he believed that if he missed one turn of the glass, his life would end. One grain after the other, Rannik watched it trickle as he readied himself for the day. He would live each day just to make another turn of the glass. He could not remember when he had started turning it. Sometimes he remembered his father turning the glass. The day was mocking him with lateness, and Rannik walked out the door, watching the sand as long as he could. He lived in an old building in one of the better parts of the city. Some buildings, like the one Rannik lived in, dated back a century. His family had lived there for a century. He thought back to when he had been so afraid of missing a turn that he carried it everywhere he went. But now, he felt safe with the knowledge of his duty. He turned the glass every day and was content. Yet, he was increasingly curious about what kinds of powers the glass itself held. Still, for 23 years, he had held back the urge to try an experiment, until his birthday. He was lonely and bored, and lonelier from the responsibility the glass put on him. He decided once and for all that he would test it in just a little way, just to see its power. So he left his window-facing chair and walked slowly toward the hourglass. He remembered vaguely his father telling him never to play with it, only to turn it. Yet his father was long dead now, so what did it matter? Rannik was in his chair facing the window with a strange feeling. Surely he had seen that same bird before, somewhere. He thought about how much his birthday made him feel lonelier and tried to forget his boredom, but he couldn't shake the urge to test the glass in a little way. So he got out of his chair facing the window and walked slowly toward the hourglass. He vaguely remembered his father telling him never to fool with it, only to turn it. But he was dead now. Rannik enjoyed the view out of his window and thought to himself, hadn't he seen that bird before? Background music by Joseph Gilbert Kistel called Esther. Echoes. 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 From the Cavern was brought to you by Lord Baldwith, Sir Style Teakle, and Asclepius. Do you have a piece you would like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldwith@thecaverns.net, style@thecaverns.net, or asclepius@thecaverns.net.